USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at a naval station in Pensacola, Florida has left three people dead. The suspect was a pilot in Saudi Arabia's Air Force in the U.S. for training since 2017. Authorities say he opened fire in a classroom building when police shot and killed him. The gunman was Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, a member of the Saudi Air Force. He was stationed in Pensacola as it's the Navy's primary base for aviation training. Reporter Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump says the Saudi king called to express condolences.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter.
Like most Americans on the base, the Saudi airman was not supposed to be armed. The base commander says, with few exceptions, only security personnel are supposed to carry weapons. That's now part of the FBI's investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The Supreme Court has granted President Trump a temporary stay in his request to block a subpoena requiring two financial institutions to hand over his records to House Democrats. The stay comes less than a week after the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Deutsche Bank and Capital One must hand over the documents to the House Intelligence and Financial Services Committees. The president is rejecting the House Judiciary Committee's invitation to participate in the impeachment inquiry, calling it completely baseless and unfair. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is a president who says, I'm just not going to participate. I'm not going to give you documents. I'm not going to send my representatives. And he's wanted it both ways. He's previously called the proceedings unfair because he doesn't have his lawyers and his evidence there. And now he says, I'm only going to do this when the Republicans are controlling the rules.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A New Jersey man who's accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars after creating a fake online fundraiser for a homeless veteran has pled guilty as part of a plea deal. USA's John Hunt has more.
Mark D'Amico's guilty plea for one count of misapplication of entrusted property brings the case against him, as well as his girlfriend and the homeless man, each of whom pled guilty earlier this year to state and federal charges in connection with the scam, closer to a resolution. D'Amico is expected to be sentenced next April and has agreed to 5 years in prison as part of the deal. D'Amico's plea means he's admitting to spending the more than $400,000, but not that he was behind the ruse, with girlfriend Kate McClure and the homeless man Johnny Bobbitt Jr. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A Los Angeles jury has determined that businessman Elon Musk didn't defame a British diver in 2018 when he called the man a pedo guy after a fight over the rescue of 12 boys and their coach trapped in a Thai cave. Vernon Unsworth sued Musk in September 2018 after the SpaceX and Tesla CEO posted tweets insulting the diver. The case stems from an offer by Musk to send miniature submarines to aid in the rescue of the trapped soccer team. Unsworth was critical of his offer, which led to a public feud online, where he referred to Unsworth as a child rapist. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.